What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to the Grow NYC Market Update. We are on the line with Gene Hodesh of Grow NYC's Green Markets. And Gene, we are seeing some signs of spring, finally.
We are, yeah.
Super exciting. So what's happening out the market? What should we be checking out?
Sure. Well, the market, if you go to visit, you will find potted daffodils and hyacinths. And, of course, we have Easter coming up on Sunday, and eggs would be catching your eye. So I've been thinking a lot about eggs, which are, of course, this symbol of rebirth, new beginnings, and a new season. And when I look around at market, every now and again, my eyes will land on an open dozen of Araucana eggs, which are those beautiful kind of light blue-colored eggs that come from the Araucana chickens. But if you peek around and ask the right vendors, you will also find that there are turkey, duck, pheasant and ostrich eggs at market. And at various, you know, markets around the city, our managers have been highlighting eggs, so doing cooking demos featuring deviled eggs and teaching customers how to use local ingredients like beets and onion skins to naturally dye Easter eggs.
Ooh, that sounds beautiful. And I know we just wrapped up Passover, definitely made my share of mahogany eggs back in the day with dyeing eggs with onion skins. Such a cool project.
Yeah. Well,
Who in particular should we be kind of checking out for our egg purchases?
Sure. So those special kind of gamey eggs, as we can call them, I talked to Quattro's Game Farm this morning, and they're located in Pleasant Valley, New York. They raise chickens, pheasants, ducks, geese, domestic and wild heritage turkeys, and venison. And Carmela Quattro, who's the matriarch of the farm, is 86 years old now. She took it over from her mother, who started the farm when she immigrated to New York from Italy. And all the way up until 5 years ago, Carmela was out there doing the butchering of all the animals with her son, Sal. She's kind of retired from that responsibility lately. But basically, the cycle of the year on the farm is they butcher the turkeys and geese in the fall and winter, and they always save a couple of animals for breeders. And so this time of year, the exciting thing that happens on the farm is that those birds start to lay eggs to breed. So they'll collect half the batch to hatch into the next year's birds, and half the batch they'll bring down to Union Square on Saturdays, and they'll sell them at the market. So they sell really beautiful year-round. They always have really great brown chicken eggs for sale, but just last week they started to bring in their turkey, duck, and pheasant eggs. And they have about 200 hens that lay and 20 turkeys, that's male and female, 50 ducks, and then a large round of pheasants on the farm. And the pheasants produce a small egg that's just a little bit larger than those speckled quail eggs that you'll see. And they're all different colors. They're brown and blue and white, and they have a really smooth, creamy flavor. And then the duck eggs, they're all white in the shell, and they're like really smooth and almost transparent. And they have a really rich flavor and this crazy deep yellow, almost orange yolk. They're very fatty and really delicious to eat. And then Maria Quattro, who is the granddaughter of the matriarch I was mentioning, I talked to her this morning on the phone. She said turkey eggs are really her favorite. They're white and they're speckled with little brown speckles all over the outside, and they taste similar to a chicken egg, so she's very fond of those. In terms of shopping at the market, this is, you know, there are a range of proteins you could buy at the market. Eggs are probably the most affordable one. It's one of my favorite things to eat, and it's a very cheap source of protein and readily available. And then also, if you compare it to any sort of dozen eggs that you would pick up from a bodega or supermarket, crack one of those eggs next to an egg that you bought from a farmer that's fresh from a farm. And the color, the flavor, everything, it's like two different stories entirely. So we really encourage shoppers to taste the difference. But I think specifically with the Quattros, the first time I ever talked to Carmela Quattro, I asked her what made her eggs so good, and she said, well, you know, I do go out and sing to my birds every day. And I thought, well, that's probably, you're the only person I know who does that. So she sings to her birds. They're very happy, and they lay great eggs.
Nice. Well, so I think one of the fun things about having some, you know, I want to do like an egg tasting. Maybe we'll get like one of each and kind of put them up side by side. But what are some of your favorite kind of egg preparations?
Sure. Well, my dad was a breakfast cook, so he had a diner way back in the day, so he's a really good egg cook. So I just grew up eating scrambled eggs. It's super simple, and it is one of my favorite foods of all time. And then whenever I go to a dinner party or when I go out to an Easter brunch on Sunday, I love to bring deviled eggs, and I mix them up with, you know, mayonnaise, which is actually also something you can make from eggs, but I mix it with some relish, and also I really like Ray Bradley's farm has amazing paprika that they make, so I always sprinkle that on top. And then there are all manner of sauces that you can make, so like I said, mayonnaise, béarnaise sauce, hollandaise, and then also vinaigrette for Caesar salad requires a nice raw egg, and that's always delicious. And then, of course, there are all of the, you know, confections that you can bake, so meringues for topping lemon meringue pie or just meringues straight to eat. And then I know a lot of chefs who love to make ice cream, they love making ice cream with duck eggs because that yolk is so rich and fatty. It makes a really amazing thick custard for ice cream.
Ooh, delicious. Well, I know what part of my childhood was spring Easter egg hunts. What are you guys doing event-wise at Market? Is there anything we should be looking out for?
Well, you might want to look for some egg hunts at markets. I'm not promising anything, but you might want to go and look. I'm not giving away any hints. And then also just a ton of new spring products, everything screaming spring, from hot crust buns to tulips to blossoming branches. There are some specials on offer for Easter. Best Farm Kitchen has mint jelly to go with your lamb roast on Easter Sunday. And there are also hams. Nordic Breads, the Finnish baker, they're making an Easter pudding called Mami, which I talked to the baker the other day. He said it's this really thick kind of malty pudding that you eat with sugar and cream on top. It sounds amazing. So that'll be at Union Square on Friday and Saturday this week. And then at our markets all over the city, people will continue to do those cooking demos, Easter egg hunts, and you know, just spreading the good word about what to look for at the market as the season starts to turn.
Awesome. Great. Well, Jean, thanks so much for taking some time out and giving us a little market update. If folks want to find out more, definitely check them out on Facebook, Twitter, the new Tumblr page, or visit the website, grownyc.org/ourmarkets. You can find out tons of info on cooking demos, book signings, giveaways, and everything that's happening at your neighborhood green market. Definitely stay tuned in, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.